I held it together long enough to hang up the phone, but after that, it was a total meltdown. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and I'm committed to sharing with you all the things they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is all about trying to be a people pleaser, trying to make everybody around you happy, and sacrificing your own mental health for everybody else. I'm just not doing it anymore, and I hope you aren't either. Let's fight back together. You ready? Let's go. I like to refer to myself as a people pleaser in recovery. But the truth of the matter is, people in recovery still have slip-ups or relapses every now and then. And I just had a major relapse with people-pleasing. I struggle so hard during the holidays. Every year I'm like, this year's going to be different. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. I'm not going to let anybody guilt trip me. I'm not going to worry about anybody else's feelings. I'm going to do me, focus on myself. And then the holidays actually get here. And next thing I know, I am sobbing to Derek about how I can't make everybody else happy. Major slip up. But at the same time, I'm super forgiving of myself. I have a huge heart, you guys. And even though I swear like a sailor, I love my family more than anything in the world. And for those who are new to the podcast or new to my world, hey, glad you're here. But I'm from a blended family. And that comes with a lot of stress on its own. But then you mix in the holidays and trying to spend time with everybody. And then you add in my brand new fiance and trying to fit in and time and energy with his family. Whoa, it's a lot. You feel me on this? I know you guys can relate. So when it comes to holiday stress, here's the deal. It's gonna happen. I think the fact that we try to set these false expectations of like, this year, it's going to be stress free. We're going to be jolly. We're going to be caroling around the neighborhood. Everyone's going to get along. There's not going to be any hard feelings. That's just setting yourself up to fail, in my opinion. It's just being naive. And although it's okay to hope for the best, I think it's also equally okay to know that there probably will be a little bit of drama. There probably will be stress, but that's okay because this year you'll get through it just like you have so many years before. I've talked about this before, that expectations are the thief of joy. Meaning when we picture something in our mind, when we set it up of how it's supposed to be, right? Like when you're in the shower planning how that scary conversation with your boss is going to go the next day and you're planning it out and then, okay, I'm going to say this and then he'll probably be like, oh, ooh, this. And then I'll be like, okay, yes, I hear you and blah, 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 right? And we're planning out these difficult conversations in our head. Same way we plan out the holidays. Like, you know what? This year, we're probably going to have a really cute hot cocoa station. We'll all pose for a nice family picture under the Christmas tree. We'll make snowmen in the front yard. Oh my gosh. Maybe we'll even toast some marshmallows over an open fire. Like things that have never even happened, like aren't family traditions or anything, but you're like, this year, these things are going to happen. Like it's going to be so good. And then when you're sitting around and your one uncle's getting a little too drunk and grandpa's snoozing by the fireplace and your parents are arguing and your siblings are annoying you, all of a sudden you're like, man, this is not what I planned for. Like this is not how it's supposed to be. What the fuck is happening? No one is playing their part. Why can't you all just do your roles? Right? And then it hits you of, I'm not happy. This sucks. I'm bored. I wish I was somewhere else. And all of these negative feelings start coming up. When really, if we look at that same scenario all over again and we're like, oh, our uncle, man, had a little too much eggnog. Oh my gosh, look at how sweet grandpa looks snoozing by the fire. Oh, you know what? I know my parents are fighting because they're so in love. And dad's being sarcastic and mom's being like acting like she's mad, but really she's not. Oh, they're so cute and playful. And oh my gosh, I'm so glad my siblings are here to bug me still. I'm so lucky to have them. Whoa. That paints a very different picture. So do you know what the difference is? It's gratitude. It always comes back to being grateful. You can have all the expectations in the world followed by a ton of disappointment. Or you can be so full of gratitude and see all of the amazing things that you have right in front of you and have the most joyful holiday of your fucking life. And just like we've talked about, it's not your job to make other people happy. Just like it's not their job to make you happy. No one is responsible for your happiness except you. So doing what you want this holiday season is so important. Guess what? If you get to go spend time with people and they are bummed out because you have to leave early because you need to go see other family members, or you have a blended family too and you need to go see them, or you have a spouse and you need to go spend time with their family, wow, how awesome is it that you have so many people who love you and want to spend time with you? How fucking cool is that? Damn, there are some people out there who have no one to spend the holidays with. Think about that for a second. And yeah, I hope you do feel a little guilty right now, because a little bit of guilt and shame goes a long way. So if you're like, dang, she right. I've been taking my family for granted. They do love me a lot, and I am so lucky to have them. You can tweak these situations. And that was the first thing that happened. I got off the phone with my mom. I busted down into tears. A total meltdown to Derek. It's like, why does it have to be so hard? Why can't everyone just be happy? You guys, listen to this. This is so fucked. I was literally counting down the amount of hours I would spend with each of my family members to make sure it was even. To make sure no one could say, well, you sure did spend a lot of time at such and such's house this holiday season. Wow. To literally be counting down my planned time with everybody. I jokingly said to my mom, I'm going to have to carry a kitchen timer in my pocket so I know when I have to go to the next place. But at the same time, my anxiety was kicking in going, no, but like, actually, you might have to fucking do that. And now thinking about it, it makes me want to laugh because it sounds so ridiculous. But I'm telling you, you guys are so far from alone in the anxiety around the holidays. But I promise we will make it through, and we will be setting those New Year's resolutions, and we will be thinking about next year, and maybe one of your resolutions for 2019 is going to have to be related to increasing your gratitude so that you can see life for what it is and for what you have versus what you think it should be. I am sending huge virtual hugs to anybody stressing this holiday season. I love you guys so much. I'm right there with you. But we got this because we are stronger together. Merry Christmas, y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.